Sports with Sunny Young, and happy Thursday, Sunny.
Happy Thursday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand a young basketball star is hitting nothing but net on the court and in the fight against malaria.
Kim, here's a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Stephon Curry, the Golden State Warriors all-star guard, who is using his stellar basketball shooting ability in support of the fight against malaria. The 26-year-old Curry was here in Washington Wednesday, and he met with U.S. President Barack Obama at the White House to discuss the Nothing But Nets anti-malaria campaign. For the past three NBA seasons, Curry has donated three insecticide-treated mosquito nets for every three-point shot he makes during games. And Curry, one of the NBA's premier long-distance shooters, has made more than a few three-point shots. In fact, 2 years ago, Curry set the record for NBA three-point shots, as we hear now from Lawrence Scott of Golden State Warriors TV.
Stephen Curry's record season for three-pointers means it's a banner year for Nothing But Nets, a global campaign of the United Nations Foundation dedicated to the fight against the spread of malaria. And for each of his single-season NBA record for three-pointers made, 272 of them, he donated three life-saving bed nets.
It was approached by the UN Foundation and Nothing But Nets to help, you know, the cause, and we came up with the idea of, you know, three-point shots, is donate three nets for every shot I make. And you know, thankfully we picked the right year. Obviously the record and trying to get as much, you know, publicity towards the effort as possible is a good year.
Nothing But Nets was founded by renowned sports journalist and author Rick Riley, who loves how Steph has helped pitch in.
His shot is as pure as his heart. That's what I love about him. You know, he's a fantastic dead-eye shooter, but he's really got his eye on the prize here, which is to try to save kids from dying of malaria, and he really gets it. And, you know, you got to have fun to get people interested, and you got to have heroes, and he's our hero.
You just try to use your platform the best you can. And, you know, a lot of people watch our games, and I may not be as aware of the problem of malaria and how preventable it is. And, you know, we raise a lot of money, and we can't thank, you know, the fans and people who supported it enough for all they did this year as well.
So far this year, Stephon Curry has made 170 three-point shots, and he's proven to be one of the main offensive weapons for the Warriors, who lead the NBA with a record of 44 wins and 10 losses. And the man President Obama describes as the best shooter he's ever seen also won the three-point shooting contest in New York City during the NBA's recent All-Star weekend. On the humanitarian front, Stephon Curry has been active in malaria issues since he attended Davidson College in North Carolina. In 2013, Curry traveled to Tanzania as part of the Nothing But Nets campaign, and he helped distribute 38,000 bed nets.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The voice of America.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the voice of America. In African club football, fans across the continent are looking forward to another big weekend of action in the CAF Champions League and CAF Confederation Cup competitions. Our African football guru, David Legg, takes a look at the Confed Cup this evening, and he kicks off with a match in Benin.
Well, if I look at West Africa, Sonny, Hearts of Oak of Ghana, they are taking a very slender 1-0 lead over Police of Benin to Cotonou. Now, Hearts of Oak recently, they've come under a lot of criticism at home from former stars, including a former captain of the Hearts of Oak, Jacob Netty. He said the team lacked the quality to play in Africa. He said competing in Africa for Hearts was a waste of money. Strong words indeed. Now, Hearts have partly answered their critics by winning that first match 1-0, but it's a very slender lead. And although Benin clubs do not have a great record generally in Africa, I'm sure the policemen from Benin are fancying their chances of overturning that one-goal deficit. Another team with a one-goal deficit to overturn are the Dolphins of Nigeria. Now, if we go back to the second edition of the CAF Confederation Cup in 2005, Dolphins got all the way to the final, and they beat FAR Rabat of Morocco 1-0 in the first leg, but sadly succumbed 3-0 in the return match. A bit of a collapse there by the Nigerians in the second leg, so they lost the final 3-1 in aggregate. They're playing Leones Vegetarianos, which, if my Spanish to English translation is correct, is a rather interesting title. It's the Vegetarian Lions. I go to game reserves in South Africa regularly. I've seen quite a few lions, but none are vegetarians. So that's going to be a very interesting team indeed. And this Equatorial Guinea team have this one-goal lead over the Dolphins going into a return match in Port Harcourt. But one would fancy the Dolphins can overcome that deficit. An interesting match in Southern Africa. Power Dynamos are hosting Al Khartoum of Sudan. And Khartoum won the first leg in Omdurman by 1-0. Now, what makes this tie particularly interesting is that Khartoum are coached by Kwesi Appiah, the former coach of Ghana. He led them to fourth place in the 2013 Africa Cup of Nations. He also took Ghana to the World Cup, where unfortunately things did not go particularly well. One will never, ever forget, Sonny, certainly not in my lifetime, that situation where literally millions of dollars had to be flown from Ghana to Brazil to pay disgruntled players. I don't think it's ever happened before at a World Cup, and I sincerely hope it will never, ever happen again. Last October, Ghana and Kwesi Appiah parted ways. They said it was amicable. As far as I'm concerned, Ghana fired him. And, of course, he was replaced by the Israeli Avram Grant, who took Ghana to the final of the 2015 Cup of Nations, where they lost on penalties to Ivory Coast. So, to put it mildly, Kwesi Appiah has got a point or two to prove, and a good run in the CAF Confederation Cup would be a great morale boost for him. If we look at Kenya, a country that's battling to make an impact on these competitions, and Sofapaka, they lost 2-1 at home to Platinum from Zimbabwe, so they're in real trouble. Staying in East Africa, Revenue Authority of Uganda, they take a precarious 3-2 lead over Elgo Plus of Madagascar 2 and Tananarivo. So there are some of the highlights coming up in the CAF Confederations Cup. And already we have two clubs that have qualified from the preliminary round. Because of the Ebola epidemic, there have been venue changes, and among other things, Tamboy Eagles of Sierra Leone, they had to play both matches against ASO Clef in Algeria. They lost the first match 2-0, but congratulations to the Eagles. They raised their spirits, and they won the return match by 1-0, so they went out 2-1 in aggregate. But I think that second-leg victory was a real boost for Sierra Leone football in general. And then you had a tie between Haroya of Guinea and Faso of Liberia, two other countries particularly hard hit by the Ebola epidemic. Haroya won the first match by 1-0 in Bamako in Mali, and that's also where the return match was played. And it was an absolute thriller, 3-3, 3-all draw. So Haroya scraping through by 4-3. And in a touch of irony, the two clubs that won, Clef and Haroya, they will meet in the first round proper.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. In African youth football, David gave an on-air high five earlier this week to South Africa's under-17 team, nicknamed the Amajimbos, for reaching the semifinals at the African under-17 championship in Niamey, Niger. Well, maybe David wants to give them a few more kudos, because the South African boys are through to Sunday's final in Niamey after beating Nigeria 1-0 on Wednesday. Eric Mayo had the game's only goal in the 26th minute, firing in a low shot from just inside the box. The South African boys now await the winner of Thursday's semifinal between Mali and Guinea. Speaking after the match, Nigeria's coach, Emmanuel Amunike, who used to play for the senior Super Eagles, said his boys conceded a cheap goal and they tried to equalize, but that's how football can be at times. His coaching counterpart for South Africa, Molefe Petrus Nseki, said his team had a lot of respect for Nigeria, and he thinks his boys came into the match stronger, disciplined, and tactically focused. All four African teams that reached the semifinals in Niger, South Africa, Nigeria, Mali, and Guinea, qualified for the FIFA Under-17 World Cup, which kicks off in Chile in October. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a photo of Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, who will fight May 2nd in the highly anticipated welterweight showdown in Las Vegas, Nevada. During Friday's Sunny Side of Sports, we'll hear more verbal jabs about the big bout from our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Azikiwe.